T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's something I want to address. Plus, we got Big Travis coming up at 11:45, who correctly called the Oakland win yesterday. So we're going to see what Big Trav likes today.
Yeah.
That is Big Trav from BetOnBlack.com, B. Mitch's buddy. I want to talk about the acceptance, the emergence of advanced analytics in football, and like when that happened, that these numbers became gospel, and a real problem I have in the evaluation process with that. You're also going to hear from Cornelius Lucas. Big Luke re-signed with the Commanders. We're going to do that in the 12 o'clock hour. But real quick, I had to tell just a story. One of the things I think Brian and I love about being out of the prison cell studio is, one, we're out of a prison cell. But
yeah,
two,
we get to see people.
You get to interact with people. And there's a really nice woman here named Terry Mays, who works at the Washington Post in the advertising department. And she was really, really nice. She came over, said hello. And this doesn't happen very often, Lamphill, so buckle up. She knew who I was and had no idea who B. Mitch was. Now, that does not happen. Now, we hang out a fair amount, and most of the time, people are like, oh, can I get a picture? And I'm like, sure, and they hand me their phone to take a picture of them with Brian. That's generally how the operation goes. But Terry was really nice, so then I introduced her to Brian, and then B was polite, and they had a good conversation, as always. And then it was, what do you figure, B, 5 minutes, 3 minutes later?
Yeah, about five.
Terry came back over and she said, oh my God, I texted my husband. He said, you're there with B. Mitch? And then she asked for a photo with Brian. And I said, yeah, that sounds about right. That's usually how this goes. Does that sound about right to you, Landy?
It was cool.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, that's that it's good to be B. Mitch, man.
She probably recognized your giant ears, though, JP.
The ears are a factor. I think that's accurate. Well, you know what? When I had my headset on, which pins my ears down like a pro wrestler, she didn't recognize me. But when I then stood up and had my ears showing in their full glory, that's when she came over.
So you take the headphones off, she says, that's either a baby elephant or J.P. Finley.
Hold them on, Lanford. You're killing them.
All right. I want to talk about one thing real quick. And B, all of you feel free to disagree with me. Pro Football Focus was originally built to be a tool for scouts, and it gained such immediate commercial success with fans because NFL fans are just so obsessed with the game, and there's this like burning desire to be smarter than the guy you're arguing with on Twitter.
Yeah.
That Pro Football Focus allows these metrics for people to do that. I'm not knocking PFF. I think PFF has value, but it's also incredibly speculative and not always correct.
They don't normally know exactly what the team is looking for.
Right. Now, a lot of times,
what the guy was trying to do.
Well, now they have. There's also the PFF Pro product they sell that a lot of teams subscribe to. So there are aspects of it that are right, that are very contextual driven, and are smart. They're a good tool to have in your toolbox. It is hardly gospel, and I think people have started to treat it such as gospel. Okay, and that's on the pro level.
Yeah,
here's where I have a problem. College football is really, really different from pro football.
1,000%.
And the level of competition that college teams face varies dramatically from week to week. Dramatically from week to week, uh-huh. Okay? In the NFL, even the bad teams are still giving you a baseline. Like the baseline of college football, not to mention that there's 10 times as many teams. There's 300 teams compared to 32. But, like, the bad is really bad. And the offenses are so different. And the defenses are so different. And the rules are so different. So I say all this that the folks that want to send me PFF metrics based on college football, on sack rates and pressure rates and scramble rates and big-time throw rates and turnover-worthy play rates and all of these things in college football, I'm not sure that we can definitively trust everybody that scouts and grades for PFF doing their pro football product, okay?
Yeah.
I sure as hell don't for college football. I just think, yeah. Like, my man Corey, I'm not knocking you, CQ's 44. I appreciate you being part of the discourse. But I want to be clear that when you send me the graph of Jaden Daniels' scramble rate to his pressure and sack rate, I think we really need to chill out on trying.
What is he trying to say?
That Daniels takes a lot of sacks.
Well, I would just say this.
When
Greg,
he's pressured.
Greg Cosell called him to this show, and I put a lot of faith in Greg Cosell, and not somebody that's just throwing a graph out there. And the man talked about how well he was as a pocket passer and doing things of that nature. I don't really care about what most people say. If you're not at Greg's level, I'm not listening to you.
I just think you really, really got to be cautious applying analytical data that is sold to the public on the college level. I'm going to leave it at that.
I have to believe that they're not giving you everything exactly as the pros will see it.
I don't think there is enough depth of coverage and consideration. Like, because frankly, if you are going to give me analytics on college quarterbacks, I don't want to see any of them from the three cupcakes they play a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it moves the baseline so far. I would frankly only want to see it in conference play. And then how can you compare? I think it's overly simplistic to say, well, Jaden did it in the SEC, which is the toughest conference. It is. And how do you compare that to the ACC? Like, I just think you're not close to comparing apples to apples. I think you're comparing apples to eggplants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.